This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
An event in Hayward this weekend aims to help people with disabilities get out on the water and do some fishing.
The organization called the event Fishing Has No Boundaries, and it started in Hayward back in 1988. Every year since then, on the third weekend in May, the group welcomes people with mental and physical disabilities for a two-day event.
Today, Fishing Has No Boundaries has 27 chapters in 13 states that all hold their own fishing weekends.
Right now, we're joined by a chairperson for the Hayward chapter, Heidi Overman. Heidi, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, Heidi, how did the Fishing Has No Boundaries organization get started?
Fishing Has No Boundaries started in Hayward, Wisconsin, about 28 years ago. Started with a local fishing guide that broke his leg and found how difficult it was to get into the fishing boat. So after that, he decided he would make an event for people with disabilities to help them get out on the water.
How has this grown from that humble beginning? How many people are you expecting this year compared with past years?
Well, that first year we had about 80 participants and about another 120 to 130 volunteers. This year, the Hayward chapter has 130 participants coming out, and we have about 200 to 250 volunteers coming out to help them out. But we also have expanded to having 26 events throughout the country.
Wow.
In 12 different states.
Well, sticking in Hayward for now, can you tell us about the range of people that show up for one of these events?
We have a wide range of people that come. They start off at the age of about 6 to mid-80s, and then it's a range of disabilities, people that are in wheelchairs. There's a missing, a missing limb if you might just have one hand or certain different disabilities like that, the physical disabilities, and then also cognitive disabilities.
So what kind of special accommodations have you come up with over the years to make this possible?
Well, we've created quite a few different adaptive equipment. And, like, we have electric reels to make it easier to pull those fish in. And we have rod holders so that somebody who can't hold on to a rod for a long time can set it into a holder and continue to fish throughout the day.
Is this all equipment that is available, or do you ever have to, kind of come up with adaptations on your own? Because maybe this is not something that a lot of people are looking out for when it comes to fishing.
It's a combination of both. There's been some of our equipment has been stuff that's been made, and you can go and shop for it, like on any of the online retailers. And other things, it's things we just create at a whim. Some of it, just a little bit of Velcro and duct tape, and you get them going, and then we adapt it and kind of create something for the next year for them.
Do you get a lot of people who used to fish because of an injury or disability, couldn't fish for a long time? They're getting back into it, and if so, what kind of stories do you hear from them? How exciting is this?
Oh, it's a huge excitement to see people who love to fish. And then whether it was a car accident or some other type of disability, have been away from it for years. Some of them, maybe it was only a year, but if you love to fish and you miss it, it's going to seem like a lot longer. And then to get back out on that water and bring out family, because we'll have parents come out and then their kids come to help them out, and then to just do that fishing and enjoy it, it is wonderful.
What kind of things do they say? What does it mean to them to be able to be back out on the water fishing?
It's a, I'm trying to think of the best ones that I've heard. It's a, it's just amazing to see them out there. That it doesn't matter what size fish they catch. I mean, you get them out there, and whether it's 2 inches or 2 feet long, it's the biggest fish in their mind. That's the biggest thing that I've seen. And then to be paid, I do this as a nonprofit. So it's all volunteer, and we are paid in hugs and smiles. And it's a huge family event, whether it's blood relatives or not. And then when it comes to people getting out on the water, they're excited because they get to catch those fish. And they're happy to see it. They plan their vacations around coming to the event.
We're talking with Heidi Overman of the group Fishing Has Now No Boundaries. She is in Hayward talking about adaptive fishing, making fishing accessible for people with disabilities. And Heidi, you mentioned as young as age 8 or so. Can you talk about the kids who get involved in this?
Well, the kids that get out there, they're excited because then they get to join in events into the sport of fishing, which maybe they've seen their older brothers and sisters do and just haven't been able to make it work for themselves. And we get it so that it becomes that family event, family fun that they can do together.
For most of these people, is this the one time of year that they can get out and fish, or do they bring some of the tools and techniques that they learn back home with them so that they can keep on fishing?
There's a lot of our participants that come out that this is the only time they get out a year to go fishing. It's the one time, so we make it big. We spend 2 days out fishing. They get a pontoon boat. They get a fishing guide. We get them out there. And that's about half of our participants that's how they fish. It's just that one time a year. And then other ones, they'll go to several Fishing Has No Boundaries events, or they'll take it back to them for the summer and maybe learn a new adaptation for fishing with their family.
Heidi, we've been focusing on the participants so far. Let's talk about the volunteers. Who is out there working on this event?
We have a lot of local area volunteers, and they come from a wide range of groups. I know for myself, I started with Fishing Has No Boundaries in the first event. I was 5 years old, and I came out with my Girl Scout troop. And over the years, I've just absolutely loved it and continued to do it, and, you know, and it has advanced for me to where I'm now the chairperson for the organization.
And what do the volunteers say they like best about being part of this?
They love to see the smiles and just to have that ability to help out somebody in something as simple as fishing, because to me it's just something I can just go jump in a boat and go fishing and not think about it. And the realization of not everybody can go fishing like that.
Now, if someone's listening and thinking, hey, I'm not in the Hayward area, we don't have one of these chapters of Fishing Has No Boundaries where I am, is it possible to start new ones, and how do you do that?
Yes, the national organization is always happy to help people in starting up a new chapter in their town or state, and all they'd have to do is call the national office, and that number is 715-634-3185, and ask for Kathy.
And you said that Fishing Has No Boundaries started in Hayward, and it spread across the country. Can you give us a sense of where else it is besides Wisconsin?
Well, other than being in the Midwest of Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, it's also out east in New York State, and then going towards Washington and Idaho, Colorado, and then, of course, like North Dakota as well.
Heidi, before we let you go, how is Hayward in general as a fishing area?
It is the perfect fishing location in the state of Wisconsin. Everybody comes up here to go fishing. We have world record muskies, and it's that fishing town. That's why it started here, and we're going to keep it going as long as possible.
Great. Heidi, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Thank you so much.
That was Heidi Overman with Fishing Has No Boundaries.